So let's get started here in just a minute. Apologize for last Monday. Due to circumstances beyond our control, we couldn't be here, but we're back and we'll be back next Monday, God willing.
Yep.
In case, unless Jesus comes back, that'd be fine with me.
That would be. Just reading.
That'd be great.
1 Thessalonians today, 5, and it's
all right.
Pretty awesome.
All right. So anyway, we want to remind you, man. Share, like, comment. Let us know where you're from. All that kind of stuff. And we'll have a great time. Well, let's start with a quick word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our study, Living on Purpose, From Mediocrity to Maturity. This is part 5.
Let me pray, honey.
Go for it.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask the presence of your Spirit fall on everybody watching and hearing your word this morning. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would activate every truth you speak into our lives today and literally find ourselves walking it out.
Yeah.
Walking it out and embracing all you have for us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, so like we said, Living on Purpose, From Mediocrity to Maturity, Part 5. Been going through this series and just making the point that Christian maturity, it's not an option.
Yeah.
It's not negotiable. It's not just for those that, you know, are really serious about Jesus or want to be in the ministry. No, this is for everyone who names the name of Christ.
You'll not survive apart
from it. Yeah, man, you have to mature in Christ. So we've been going through this. We've got a little review for you like we always do. That there are radical promises for us living on purpose, that purpose of maturing in Christ. Radical promises. 2 Peter chapter 1, which is our anchor passage for this whole series. Listen to these promises for living on purpose. You're not going to be barren, 2 Peter 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning there's going to be influence and impact from your life when you determine to mature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you're not going to be unfruitful.
It's impossible.
Yeah, there's going to be fruit from your life. There's going to be things that happen that not being barren and being unfruitful, it's kind of the same thing. But you're not going to be unfruitful. There's going to be a legacy, man. You're going to leave a trail of Jesus fruit behind your life when you're intent on maturing in Christ. Next, he says in 2 Peter 1:10, you're never going to stumble. Doesn't mean you're never going to make a mistake. It just means you're never going to stumble to the point where you quit and give up on your faith, which I'm telling you, it's one of the signs of the end times.
Yes.
The great apostasy, people turning away from Christ. I'm watching it happen, not just with people who are sitting in the pews.
Yeah.
I'm watching pastors turn from the faith, turn from Jesus. So y'all, you better wake up and watch out for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll mature in Christ, you'll never stumble. And then finally, I love this, 2 Peter 1:11, an abundant entrance will be supplied to you when you enter into heaven. An abundant entrance. Like, you're not going to get in by the skin of your teeth. You're not going to get in just, oh my gosh, my life wasn't very impactful. No, man, when you're intent and motivated to mature in Christ, dude, that impact that you make, that fruit that you leave while you're here, is going to cause you to be celebrated, to have an abundant entrance in it. You're going to hear those words that we long to hear. Could you hear anything better? Well done, good and faithful servant. So anyway, what's our purpose that produces the guarantee of these promises? In other words, how do we go from mediocrity to maturity? Peter tells us, 2 Peter 1:5 through 7. Sarah, go for it.
But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
Right. When these building blocks are our purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? Then we go from mediocrity to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we look at these things and are in intent and focused and diligent about adding these things to our life, dude, maturity happens.
Yeah.
Now, today, we're going to talk about perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your Bibles might say patient endurance. That's a good definition of it. It is a steadfast enduring,
mm-hmm.
like a faithful, consistent, enduring, and pressing through what?
Trials. Tribulation, testing, attacks, setbacks, disappointments, disillusionment, failures, and the like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. It is a patient enduring mm-hmm. of just junk.
Yeah.
Just stuff that happens in this broken world, stuff that happens in our broken lives,
mm-hmm.
stuff that happens from the devil's attack. It is that patient enduring
yeah.
to go through with a consistency mm-hmm. and a faithfulness through all of those things.
I have a point.
Yes.
I have a point. This is really interesting. I've never thought of this until this very moment. But in my own life, and I would say for both Rue and I, there is, when you have been obedient to Christ, to take things captive,
mm-hmm.
to walk in self-control, there is this moment of respite, however you pronounce it, where perseverance enters in. It's like the fruit of self-control is perseverance. And that's what he's saying. And that's why these things are in order. But I want you to think of that. Think back on times in your life or even in present where you have made the choice in obedience to Christ to walk in self-control. And there's this gift, like you wake up the next day just going, oh my gosh, I have peace. I have perseverance.
Yeah.
I have respite.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's good.
It's a gift.
So the obvious question is, why do we need perseverance?
Yeah.
And the obvious answer is because we're going to go mm-hmm. through hard times at various mm-hmm. times. And we have to persevere.
Yeah.
We have to steadfastly endure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to be a prophet to tell you this right now. I guarantee you, there are people watching right this second who are going through a trial, a tribulation, an attack of some kind of disillusionment, disappointment,
mm-hmm.
some kind of failure.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like quitting and giving up. There's no question there's people watching going through that.
Yeah.
Why? Because we all do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a strange thing that you're going through. It's not a foreign thing. It's just these things happen, y'all, to all of us.
Yeah.
That's why we have to learn to persevere
mm-hmm.
through these things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have Sarah read this passage that you're familiar with, but I want to point out two things that you might just normally read over. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14, where we're talking, used to talking about the armor of God. Listen to this today.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, which is what I totally went into the last time we were together.
Yeah.
Stand, stand, stand.
Stand.
Yeah.
So look at when things are repeated in the scripture and pay attention. Six different times,
dude,
Paul writes and says, against,
mm-hmm.
against. We're wrestling against. And so four different times, he tells us to stand or withstand.
Mm-hmm.
What's the focus there? I know normally we focus on putting on the armor of God, but we have to put on the armor of God because we're in a war against things
yeah.
that are coming. And what's the goal? To stand,
mm-hmm.
which is what? Persevering.
Mm-hmm.
Standing
mm-hmm.
is not flopping.
Yeah, making it through.
Standing is not laying down and giving up and quitting. He said he recognizes that there is an against,
yeah.
but he also says, here's what your goal is. Stand. Come on. Poke yourself in the chest right now. Go ahead. Go and say, I'm going to stand. Do it right now. I'm going to stand. Mm-hmm. Some of you who are going through it right now, I'm going to stand. Mm-hmm. Are you going to stand?
I'm going
to
stand.
Well, then you need to do this.
Okay.
No, you got to say it. I'm going to stand. That's right. God, talk to yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, so the goal here is to stand and to persevere in the againsts of life. All right? Now, here's where we're really going to bring this home for you. What is the source of perseverance? The source of perseverance is two things, okay? And I appreciated what Sarah said about self-control. That helps us with this. But I'm talking about the very source of perseverance. Two things. Number one, understanding that God is in total control of your life. There's nothing that's come your way that God hasn't allowed. He hasn't caused it to happen.
Yeah, but
He's allowed it.
Yeah.
Okay. So understanding that God's in total control over your life, number one. Number two, believing that God's goodness is going to come through in your life. Those two things are the very source of you being able to persevere. God's in control. Goodness will prevail.
Yeah.
Now, let me show you this. We think about Joseph. And everything that he went through, separated from his family, sold into slavery, falsely accused of rape, thrown in prison, forgotten in prison. Everything that he went through, and yet at the end, after the goodness of God shows up, he summarizes his whole life in Genesis 50:20 by saying to his brothers who had done him unspeakable wrong. What does he say? Those famous words.
What you meant for evil, God meant for good.
See, do you hear that? What you meant for evil, God meant it for good. You see the two things that are there? God is in charge above and beyond what man means for evil or the devil means for evil. What you meant for evil, God meant for good.
And for the saving of many.
No, hold on. Don't jump there yet. What you meant for evil, God himself meant what? For good. These are our two things. Now, why does this go all the way back to the book of Genesis? Because this revelation of God being in charge and God bringing things for your good, that revelation lays the foundation for us being able to persevere throughout the rest of Scripture and throughout the rest of our life. This is a foundational revelation for your life and mine that starts in the very first book of the Bible. God is in control. He's going to prevail with his goodness in your life. And you just have to realize that, okay?
Can I say something just in regards to what I just brought up, the finishing of that little part about to save many alive?
Yeah.
So Joseph is a leader in the nation. We know the whole story, but I just want to say that people are watching you. People were watching Joseph. His family knew how they had betrayed him. And for him to literally save their lives in spite of the treachery that he had endured, like, you guys, many seasons had passed and a lot had happened in Joseph's life. And
13 years,
and time heals. And here, 13 years later, Joseph is able to bless the very ones who betrayed him.
That's maturity.
So that's maturity. and it's, it, time heals. That's what I want to say. And secondly, that you will lead others to Christ when they see he got through this, she got through this. I want to serve. I want to know that same God. I need that God. So that's what I wanted to point out, that you very well, by just demonstrating perseverance, are going to bear the fruit of salvation, saving others.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Being an example of perseverance to others lets them know that they can make it
they
as
can
well.
Do it.
Right?
Yeah.
God, there's a very good chance God's entrusted you with whatever you're going through so that you can persevere, so that then other people can watch it, go, you know what? If Steve can make it, if Sarah can make it, I can make it.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Okay, there's fruit coming.
I love what Winston Churchill said. Never give up. Never, never, never. And that's because God's in control and his goodness will prevail. So that revelation that Joseph had sets the course for perseverance throughout the rest of scripture. I believe with all of my heart. That's why when David is writing the famous Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, David's thinking back about what Joseph said. And that's why he makes this comment, right? About God has prepared a table before me. Where? In the presence of my enemies. Even though the enemy is right there and he's against you, God himself has set a table, an abundant table, right there in the presence of your enemies. See what he's saying? God's in charge and God is good. And then what does he go on to say in Psalm 23? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David understands the source of perseverance is God's in control and God is good. Just say that to yourself throughout the day today. God's in control and God is good.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Right.
The goal is the kingdom.
That's right.
Eternal life.
This other verse that I've always said for years is the hardest promise in all of the scripture to believe. The famous Romans 8:28.
All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Yeah, we've got it memorized. But do we have it internalized? That's the issue, right? And again, y'all, I haven't always gotten this right. Sarah hasn't always gotten this right. But geez, let's listen. These things that we have highlighted in our Bibles, sometimes we have to go back and really read it, right? All things. Dude, all things?
Yeah.
Work together for what? The good. To those who what? Love God and are called according to his purpose. Again, from Genesis now to Romans and throughout the scriptures, God's in charge and God's good. He's going to work it together for the good. He has that ability. It's how he shows his dominion and power over the enemy, over this world, over our own failures. He's going to cause everything to work out for the good. Now, I want to say this quickly. This, man, this got all over me. It convicted me, but it got all over me as well. Persevering is not just stoic indifference.
Yeah.
It's not just, well, this doesn't bother me and I don't care and this doesn't wound me. And you kind of get into this stubborn denial.
Yeah.
This stoic indifference.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, okay, whatever. That's just not going to bother. No.
Yeah.
That's not what perseverance is. It's not pull yourself up by your bootstraps. This isn't about you and what you can do. This is about God who's in control and God who's going to bring goodness to your life.
Yeah.
What is about us is understanding that, believing that, and then persevering until we see that realized in our life.
In our weakness, he is made strong.
Big time, okay?
Confessing it hurts. Being honest with the Lord, you guys, wailing, crying before the Lord, bringing your complaint to the Lord, but in the end, laying it down and trusting him with it.
That's how you're going to persevere. That's why you're going to persevere. I know. I told you to do yourself, I will persevere, I won't quit. But I'm telling you, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to make it again by the skin of your teeth.
Yeah.
You're going to make it because you love God. God's in control. He's setting a table before you in the presence of his enemy. You're going to make it and the goodness of God is going to prevail in your life. I just pray that over you and declare that over you. You are going to persevere. Now, let's close with this last scripture, Sarah.
Psalm 27:13, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. It's one of my favorite.
What's David saying? I would have lost heart. I would have quit.
If I hadn't seen his goodness.
Yeah.
Because he will come through. It may be in the midnight hour, you guys, but he will come through. And I mean, there might be days and days that you wake up and say nothing has changed, but there is change coming, and he will change your heart. Even in the midst of great sorrow, just the peace that he can bring is enough. It's supernatural, and it's enough to give you what you need to get through it.
Yeah. I want to say too that, you know, I want you to recognize that for some of us at different seasons in our life, can I tell you what the miracle is? The miracle is you getting up out of bed.
Yes.
The miracle is you getting up and saying, I'm not going to quit. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see the goodness of God.
Yeah.
When you don't even see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle is in the process of persevering, right? That's the miracle sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Until you really see the thing come to pass in fruition, in fullness.
Yeah.
Listen, don't discredit the fact you haven't quit yet.
Yeah.
You haven't given up yet. That in and of itself mm-hmm. is a miracle, and bless you for that.
Mm-hmm.
God is at work in your life, and he's going to turn it around for the good. The psalmist said, I would have quit, man. I would have given up. I would have stopped persevering unless I had believed that the Lord, who's in control, would have produced goodness in the land of the living in my life right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness and mercy, y'all. It's going to follow you all the days of your life.
Yeah.
Goodness and mercy is going to come through because God's in control. He's going to work all things together for the good because you love him and you're called according to his purpose.
Yeah.
So I want you to know today, we want you to know today, not just you can persevere, you will persevere.
Mm-hmm.
We just speak that, declare that over you. You will persevere.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. You will mature. You will bear fruit. You will leave a legacy. You will not stumble and fall to the point where you give up on your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant, when you enter into heaven. Because you persevered in Jesus' name and by Jesus' grace. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our precious friends who are watching this. Bless them today, oh God. Help them go from mediocrity to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, may this word of perseverance get all over them and change their life. We love them. We bless them. We stand with them, especially those who are going through a tough time.
Yes.
Lord, visit them right now, wherever they're watching this right now. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on them.
Yes.
And may they realize you're in control and you're good forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love y'all. We look forward to seeing you this coming Monday. We're getting back on schedule.
Yep.
So we love you. We bless you. Have a fantastic day in Jesus' name.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.